I'm going through the Memchas Kinyanim, so I'm holding by the third of the Memchas Kinyanim, which is a Riches of Science, speaking out your learning. So the three Mailas of one speaking out and learning. Gemara Erin Daf Nun Dalid brings down that there was a Talmud Echad was learning quietly a Buria, Jesus or a Mayor, Bata Boy, says that, of course, the Pshai is speaking quietly. That's when you're learning. Kasa ruchcho shomrem ruchi b'maychei varm shalcha mishtameres lamin mishtameres. The more it goes to the hamshah, tam echad o b'lezah shom b'lachas lachar sholish shanim shakar kamudi if you guys are learning. Om leishmah v'yudah shinina pasuk mecha v'kari pasuk pach v'tani keis keich v'skayim b'ok terech v'chayi shem v'chayimim v'tzeyim v'chobosim rapeyam v'tzeyim v'tzeyim v'peh. When Shkai is Medai, what's the Pshad? It says Magdish at the Talmud of Elizabeth Yaakov. He says the Pshad is, who cares who it was? Am I supposed to Talmud if the guy was learning? He says the Pshad is that even Elizabeth Yaakov with Mishnah says Kavanaki, Lamblash and Kotzer, are easy to be remembered. Still, this Talmud he forgot his learning because the Maisi did a bit of Chisha. And so, Claire, is the sort of Dover that you have to just not be quietly, or Pshad is asked to be loud, and that a person could go ahead and hear it. So the Rambam breaking my look at the business individual of Meskayim says that then he says a cholam hashmiyah kol b'shas tumudoi tamid Meskayim b'yodoi. Zok the Rambam if you hashmiyah kol b'shas tumudoi Meskayim b'yodoi. Sales medayik in the Rambam is dafka din you have to hear it. And when you hear it, it's kind of below biyodai. If you don't hear it, then it's not going to be miskayim biyodai. So the first milo, tremendous milo, in order for a person to remember, people were learning the school, in order to remember the learning, a person speaks it out, a person's going to remember his learning. There's a nukha nukuda of speaking it out. The learning is, Chaim, he says that, it's magish v'kimis ha-sichel, because he pointed out magish v'kimis ha-sakin. That the certain things a person, he says in the leave, a person understands something. He says, in came why b'chlal, you have to speak it out. Zak, v'chaim v'lozhen, the pshad is, that certain things you know your heart understands, until a person speaks it out, a person doesn't realize they did understand it, and by speaking it out, a person gets much better clarity, and he gets much better havana. And this is a very important yisoid and koyach that a person can use. When a person speaks something out, a person understands it and gives it clarity. Guess any magid shir. Let's say after they give the shir, they have it so much, much clearer. If they give you a shir again, it'd be even better. And many magid shir even speak it out beforehand. But when a person speaks it out, it gives a person a certain clarity. They do it every yashim when he's still learning. He's still learning Be'ez Shemesh alone. He's still like, just read the Gemara, talk like he's talking to Chavrusa. And just every single Amar Rav says, Yish Namidas, Lavi Yish, Yish Namidas, Lavi Yish, and speak out every single line. And it gives a tremendous clarity, and it's just a tremendous etza which a person can use to get a clarity in his learning is by speaking it out. It gives a person a tremendous clarity. The last mile is based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, or the famous Vayta Shulchan Aruch Rav. I have to mark about it at a different time. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Parag Beis, Alach Yud Beis, says in Lichas Talmud Torah that a person who speaks out his learning, that's a Kim Talmud Torah. It says a lashon that a person who's able to learn, a person has to be very, very careful. You have to be careful to speak it out. Besides, if a person is being and that person can't speak it out, then otherwise, you're talking out. Very scary words. He says that if you're able to talk it out, you don't talk it out. Says just like every misatulis bediber, you're not going to be de chuiva, de thinking it unless you heard from unless you have shemaykaina. So to over here. This is not going to be yoitza, and you're not going to be yoitza unless you speak it out. And he says another bracha de chiddush. Your moizu is svasa bishani maven. If you speak it out, even a person doesn't understand it. I feel pirush amilas leishalam aretz. How he's mekayim mitzvah adatem. If you call him aretz, my work works at her b'shachar. Sefer Torah is a kasha. How could a person go and make a baruch b'gish shachal lechoyra? He does. Amar says, understand it. It's like the grass. You, the deeper alone, you eat similarly, you don't understand it. Regular chiddush of shachar acharav. When the mani, the mogen avram says, the chalik teshuv sav teshuv al peh. Torah shavik sav. The words are rechepsa Torah. And a person speaks it out, even though a person doesn't remember it, doesn't understand it, sorry. It's still considered key mitzvah. Chafetz Talmud Torah. But again, you don't know teshuv al peh. Teshuv al peh has more concepts and insight. And if you don't understand the concepts, then bad, so you're not going to be used. It's like one we spoke out of the three inyonim of the mitzvah of speaking out your learning. Number one, we have the Gemara in Ervin, which says that it's his school if one to remember his learning, like Lashon Rambam, Kol Meshmir Koylei B'Talmudit, and he remembers it, and it's a dinti. He say it out loud, and it's a school if one to remember his learning. This is the second tremendous koyach that in the Havana of learning. When you speak out the learning, you get much more clarity. A person speaks it out, and it's magish, the mistakes of the lave, and it's tremendous koyach a person can use. Someone else helps him focus, and also helps a person concentrate, and it gets much, much clearer. And then we have the merit de kevert of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Somebody's able to talk and learning, and doesn't talk and learn, just says, be heard. The yipsi de mitzvah stam terah, nera vayim. That's a mitzvah, of the redeemer, and it will not be considered a kiyam of Talmud Torah.